Wahnsinn, wie schnell das Jahr wieder vorbeigezogen ist. Fast wie die Elektrofahrzeuge und Plug-in-Hybride von Opel. Und noch was kommt angebraust. Bis zu 5.000 Euro mit der geplanten gesetzlichen Förderprämie für E-Mobilität 2026. So geht klimafreundlicheres Fahren. Lass dich unverbindlich und persönlich beraten. Alle Infos auf opel.de. Die Höhe und Verfügbarkeit der staatlichen Förderungen hängen von den jeweils gültigen Richtlinien ab. Ob und wie sie die Voraussetzungen erfüllen, wird im Einzelfall geprüft.
Imagine waking up one day to find the land beneath your feet is no longer truly yours. A court ruling, handing over vast swaths of BC property to indigenous groups, casting your ownership into legal limbo. From Richmond's farms and golf courses to homes and warehouses, private titles are suddenly shadowed by historic claims, threatening mortgages, investments, and the very idea of property rights in Canada. Coming up next, I'll break down how this unprecedented decision could unravel the foundation of freedom and economic stability, and why the government's silence is the loudest threat of all. The Richard Serrett Show, off and running for Friday, August the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2025. Facta, non verba.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
We must not allow ourselves to be intimidated. Our task is not only to win the battle, but to win the war.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Take a look at this country through her eyes if you really want to see something. The whole parade of what man's carved out for himself after centuries of fighting.
You're out of order! You're out of order! The whole trial is out of order!
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature! And you will atone!
Seeking truth and justice in a battleground of deception and corruption, this is The Richard Serrett Show.
All right, buckle up, because I'm going to dive headfirst into a mess that really hits where it hurts. Your property, your money, your future. British Columbia, the beautiful jewel of Canada's west coast, is staring down the barrel of a property rights crisis unlike anything we've seen before. And it's not just about some dusty old land claim. This is about the very foundation of what it means to own land, to build a life, to have your home or business respected under the law. Here's the headline. The BC Supreme Court just handed over a massive chunk of land, 750 hectares. That's about 1,850 acres, smack dab in Richmond, BC. It's been given to the Cowichan First Nation. We're talking about prime real estate here, city and port lands, farms, golf courses, warehouses, private homes, all caught up in this legal tangle. Sounds fair? Well, maybe if you ignore the chaos this ruling unleashes. You see, this isn't your ordinary land dispute. This is a modern-day land-back scenario with a twist that could shred your clear legal ownership into confetti. The court basically said, hey, Crown, you messed up 150 years ago by selling land that should have been reserved for the Cowichan, so now you have to fix it. Problem is, fixing it means ripping land out of the hands of governments and maybe private owners too. And the kicker, the judge said Aboriginal title and private property can coexist on the same land, at least until the indigenous group decides to push its rights. In other words, your private title isn't safe until it is. Sounds like a ticking time bomb under every homeowner's foundation. So let's break it down and find out what's really going on here in plain English. Owning land in Canada isn't just about having a backyard or a roof over your head. It's about economic security. It's about being able to borrow money to start a business, to buy a home, to plan your future without government or some court suddenly saying, sorry, that land actually belongs to someone else. That's the principle called fee simple ownership. The purest, most absolute form of land ownership you can have. When you buy a property, you expect to keep it unless you decide to sell it. The law guarantees this, or at least it used to. Now, thanks to this ruling, the courts are rewriting the rules, saying that some indigenous groups have what's called Aboriginal title, a special right to land based on their ancestors' use going back centuries. This title is enshrined in the Constitution, and unlike your fee simple ownership, it can't be sold except back to the crown, meaning the government can just hand it over to private owners forever. So your ownership, once rock solid, is now vulnerable to an invisible claim creeping through the legal cracks. The court even said the crown owes a duty to the indigenous groups to reconcile their aboriginal title with private ownership. Reconcile, in court speak, often means pay up, negotiate, or lose. And if you're a homeowner, a farmer, or a business owner in Richmond or anywhere else in BC, this ruling means uncertainty, and lots of it. Here's the irony that would be funny if it weren't so serious. The court case pitched First Nations against each other. The Cowichan First Nation claimed this land, but the Musqueam and Tawasin First Nations were defending their interests too. It's a legal free-for-all with millions spent on lawyers and years of courtroom battles. And what about the government? Both the federal and provincial crowns are in the hot seat, facing accusations that colonial officials back in the 1800s botched land reserves, sold off indigenous land illegally, and now have to pay the price, a price that, ironically, you and I will feel. We're already in tough times. 16,000 jobs lost, a staggering provincial debt, tariffs from the United States hammering BC's trade, and now this. When property rights wobble, investment dries up, banks hesitate to lend when they're not really sure who owns the land. Developers pull back, businesses delay expansions, families freeze plans for a new home. That's the real world impact. And guess who's largely silent? The NDP government. Premier David Eby's response so far? A vague statement about protecting private property, but not concrete action to appeal the decision. Attorney General Nikki Sharma? Quiet as a mouse, while uncertainty grows like wildfire. BC Conservative leader John Rostad didn't mince words. He called on the NDP to immediately appeal this disaster, or risk plunging families, municipalities, and businesses into chaos. Private property rights, he said, are the foundation of democracy. Without them, there's no economic stability, no reconciliation, just bitter division. Here's the scary part. This ruling could be just the beginning. The court's reasoning that colonial mishandling of land means Aboriginal title trumps current crown or private ownership could apply across British Columbia and potentially beyond. The entire province is a patchwork of unresolved Indigenous claims. What happens next? Are we about to watch a slow-motion expropriation of private property, one land claim at a time? Are courts going to increasingly side with Indigenous peoples, fueled by constitutional protections against private landowners who bought their homes and businesses in good faith? The ruling even hints at scenarios where the government might have to buy out private owners or expropriate land altogether. That's right, seizure with compensation. But compensation might not feel like much comfort when you're forced out of your home or business because of a centuries-old claim. The court's decision isn't just about land. It's about rewriting history. The Cowichan First Nations claim is based on seasonal occupation of a summer village going back to the 1790s. Colonial officials allegedly failed to set aside this land properly as a reserve in the 19th century, instead selling it off. The judge ruled those sales were illegal, effectively saying the land never should have left Indigenous hands. It's a powerful statement, but it also opens a can of worms. Because the Crown's conduct back then was ambiguous at best. Colonial intentions are being reinterpreted through a modern lens to justify this massive land grab, and that's dangerous. It means any historical gray area can be turned into a legal argument for overturning land ownership today. Oh, and the Cowichan weren't exactly peaceful settlers either. The judgment describes their ancestors as fierce warriors who intimidated neighboring tribes. The kind of brutal, violent history that doesn't always get aired in these cases. But the courts aren't exactly eager to highlight that side. Instead, they're looking for reasons to support Indigenous title claims, reshaping history to fit. So, where does this leave you, the average BC homeowner or business owner? In limbo. Your property could be in the crosshairs of overlapping claims, your mortgage threatened by uncertain title. Investors shy away, housing markets stall, and people start losing faith in the whole system. The legal notion that fee simple and Aboriginal titles can coexist is just a fancy way of saying, for now you're fine, but if a claim is pressed, your ownership might get tossed out the window. That's not security. That's a landmine buried in your backyard. So, what's the solution? Glad you asked. First, this ruling must be appealed. The government has a duty to protect its citizens' property rights, plain and simple. Delaying or ignoring this threat is political malpractice. Second, it's time for a national conversation about Section 35 of the Constitution, the section that enshrines Aboriginal title. It was designed to protect Indigenous rights, but its vague language and broad interpretations have created a legal quagmire that threatens private property rights nationwide. Maybe it's time to consider reforming or even removing that section to protect all Canadians' rights to own and control their property without fear of arbitrary, retroactive claims. Third, we need clarity and fairness, not endless litigation and division. Land ownership can and should be secure, with proper reconciliation efforts that don't trample over private property and economic stability. Reconciliation is a noble goal, but not at the expense of everyone else's rights. Taking land from one group to give it to another isn't reconciliation. It's a zero-sum game that breeds resentment and conflict. True reconciliation should mean respect for Indigenous heritage and rights without destroying the very principles that hold society together. It's about finding balance, not toppling the entire legal system and leaving homeowners and businesses hanging out to dry. So, here we are, British Columbia, standing on a cliff edge. The foundations of private property ownership, that sacred trust we've all depended on, being chipped away by courts, rewriting history, and governments failing to defend us. It's a dangerous game with serious consequences for families, workers, investors, and the province's economy. Property rights aren't just a fancy legal term. They're a cornerstone of freedom, prosperity, and fairness. And if we don't fight to protect them, we risk losing far more than just land. We risk losing the future. It's time to stand up, demand clarity, demand action, and protect the rights that built this country. Coming up next, news, not in the news.
Ah, da ist meine Prime-Bestellung.
Was? Jetzt schon?
Nur eine Sache begeistert so wie die schnelle Lieferung mit Prime. Und zwar das tolle Unterhaltungsangebot von Prime.
Was schauen wir uns an?
Fallout ist zurück mit Staffel 2. Unsere Lieblingshelden kämpfen sich durch die brutale und bizarre Einöde, um dahin zu gelangen, wo alles begann. New Vegas.
Schnelle, kostenlose Lieferung, geniale Unterhaltung und mehr gibt's bei Prime. Für nur 8,99 Euro pro Monat. Werde jetzt Prime-Mitglied. Die Inhalte können Werbung enthalten. Fortlaufende Mitgliedschaft. Mehr auf amazon.de/prime.
Achtung, es folgt eine wichtige Botschaft Ihres Mobilfunkanbieters.
Ey Mann, es gibt Leute, die drücken immer noch zu viel Knitter ab.
Nein, nicht frisch.
Libara ist ja irgendwie smarter.
Ja, smart.
50 GB für nur 8,99.
Wenig Knete.
Ich zahle doch nicht mehr für weniger.
Nee, das wäre auch schön blöd. Libara, deine Knete, deine Entscheidung.
Nice.
Alle Details zu unseren Tarifen finden Sie unter libara.de.
News not in the news.
Okay, here's something you probably haven't heard from the CBC or CTV. Ontario's government is now handing out driver's knowledge tests in 31 different languages. 31. Punjabi, Arabic, Somali, even Ojibwe, and a bunch more. Most people in Ontario don't even know this is happening. Why? Because it's embarrassing. Canada used to have two official languages, English and French. That was the deal. You learned one and you could get by. But now, the government's saying, forget unity. Let's split everyone into language silos. Why do they do it? Because Ontario is full of immigrants, nearly 30% of the population, with big groups speaking Hindi, Punjabi, Urdu, Arabic, thanks to Trudeau's open-door refugee policies, especially after the Arab Spring chaos. Here's the common sense part. When you make the government translate every driver's test into dozens of languages, you're basically telling newcomers, don't bother learning English or French. We'll do the work for you. This kills integration. It divides Canadians into little language camps, which weakens our national identity. This is multiculturalism gone off the rails. Instead of encouraging newcomers to adapt, learn our language, and join Canada, the government subsidizes separation. This is why Canada is becoming less Canadian and more a patchwork of competing groups. It's a political failure. Taxpayer money wasted on division, not unity. Next up, a new poll shows most Canadians want the federal government to shrink. They're fed up with too many paper pushers, and worse, government services are actually getting worse, despite the bloated workforce. Since Trudeau took office, the federal bureaucracy ballooned by nearly 100,000 workers. the cost jumped from $40 billion to almost $70 billion a year. But half of Canadians say services are worse now than in 2016. Older Canadians, who actually pay taxes, are the most fed up, with 71% demanding cuts. Young people, barely a third want to cut government. So what's really going on? The Liberal left loves big government because it means control and votes. More government workers equals more political jobs equals more power for the elites. Meanwhile, taxpayers get slower service and higher costs. Bloated government is a tax and spend scam. Conservatives know government should serve the people, not control, confuse, or milk them. It's time to slash bureaucracy and return to common sense. Less government, better service. Here's a story that should outrage every freedom-loving Canadian. Jeff Evely, a military vet who fought for our freedoms, got hit with a $28,872 fine. Why? Because he dared to walk in the woods in Nova Scotia during a climate lockdown, banning hiking, fishing, camping, and even forestry work without a special permit. Nova Scotia's government, terrified of wildfires, imposed a draconian ban that criminalizes fresh air and freedom. They've already fined people nearly $300,000 in total. Evely deliberately defied the ban, calling it tyranny, and plans to challenge it in court. Common sense says this government has gone mad. Using climate emergencies to lock people out of forests and fine them huge sums is pure authoritarianism. We need more people like Evely standing up, not fewer. These climate lockdowns are excuses for power grabs. Canadians must resist, refuse to comply, fight these bans, or soon we'll be locked out of our own country, fined for simply enjoying nature.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Jeder meckert über den ÖPNV. Aber was steckt wirklich dahinter? Mit dem Podcast Ticket to Anywhere blickst du hinter die Kulissen des Nahverkehrs. Schauspieler Maximilian Mund reist zu seiner Oma, trifft spannende Menschen wie Malte Zierden oder Linda Zervakis und erklärt alles zu Bus und Bahn und wie sie besser werden können. Erlebe ein außergewöhnliches Audioerlebnis rund um unsere alltägliche Mobilität. Jetzt reinhören auf Spotify oder unter zukunftnahverkehr.de/podcast.
Lust auf besonders feine Weihnachten? Erlebe einzigartigen Genuss mit Rewe Feine Welt. Diese Woche zum Beispiel Rewe Feine Welt Schweizer Käse Trüffeltraum mildwürzig, je 150 Gramm Packung nur 3,49 Euro. Oder Rewe Feine Welt italienischer Prosciutto Crudo, roher Schinken mit Meersalz behandelt, mindestens 18 Monate gereift, je 100 Gramm Packung nur 4,29 Euro. Festlich sparen mit Genuss. Rewe, dein Markt.
President Trump just took an historic step and put Washington, D.C.'s police under federal control. He sent the National Guard and federal law enforcement into the city, calling it a lawless mess filled with gangs, bloodshed, and chaos. This move shocked the Democrats and woke media, who said it's disgusting and racist. But let's be honest, D.C.'s crime was spiraling out of control, and local leaders had no clue how to fix it. Even though violent crime dropped recently, Trump is showing zero tolerance. He's telling criminals, you spit on police, you get hit back. He's making it clear, the police will take no crap. This is exactly what America and Canada needs. Strong law and order. Defund the woke cops who let criminals run wild. Put police in charge, not social workers or politicians. If the cities want to be safe, they need tough leadership. Trump even threatened military deployment if needed. That's bold leadership, and it's about time. He also told the homeless people in Washington to get out of the city immediately. He said they can get housing, but far from the Capitol. The Democrats cried foul, saying Trump is mean and racist, but the truth is, no city can be safe or prosperous if it's overrun with tents and crime. Common sense says you can't solve homelessness with soft words and open borders. You need real solutions and law enforcement, not virtue signaling. Trump is right to take a hard line. Safe streets mean clean streets. It's the only way to restore order and dignity. The woke left's obsession with compassion without accountability only worsens problems. So there it is, Ontario breaking Canada's official language pact to cater to every immigrant tongue. The Liberal government's bloating bureaucracy while service tanks. A veteran fined nearly $30,000 just for walking in the woods. And U.S. President Donald Trump stepping up with tough law and order in Washington, D.C., telling criminals and the homeless to clear out. This is a battle for our country's souls, between those who want open borders, endless government, and lockdown tyranny, and those who want freedom, order, and common sense. If you're tired of watching your country dissolve into chaos and division, it's time to stand with leaders like Trump and brave Canadians like Jeff Evley. Fight the climate lockdowns, fight the government overreach, and fight for the right to speak one language and live free. I'm Richard Serra. Thanks for listening. I'll speak with you again real soon. In the meantime, I remain unbowed, unbent, unbroken.